I'm Phil Neve for WRCO Sports. The high school sports season schedule resumes today. There are high school duels for volleyball, including Ithaca at North Crawford. Cuba City is at Mineral Point in the SWAL, Highland at Schulzburg, Barneveld visits Albany, and Potosi at River Ridge. Blackhawk travels to Pecatonica. High school soccer, Wisconsinites Barneveld is at Platteville Lancaster this evening. And there is JV football kicking off at 5:30. Richland Center is at Potosi, taking on Potosi Cassville, and Blackhawk is at River Valley. That one also kicks off at 5:30 today. Week number 3 of high school football this weekend. Lots of teams will be playing their conference openers. Richland Center will be at Prairie du Chien, River Valley at Dodgeville. Riverdale is going to be home against Potosi Cassville, and Ithaca will travel to Hillsboro, among a number of area good matchups on the opening night of the conference football season. High school volleyball will open up Southwest Conference play on Thursday night. Richland Center will open the conference at Dodgeville. Quail Run, with the Golf League winding down now, and they were determining last week the last teams and the qualifications, and the members of Team 9 who won the second half are Jarrett McDonald, Steve Shashina, Steve Davis, and Dennis McHugh. Steve Shashina also finished the regular season with the highest number of points, 264, just 6 points higher than last season's point winner, Jim Johnson. So tonight, Team 9 will play the winners of the first half, Team 5, for the season championship, while the other teams compete in a scramble tournament at Quail Run. The Brewers used the long ball to defeat the St. Louis Cardinals yesterday by a score of 9-3. On his 29th birthday, Willie Adames hit number 29.
Runners leaned, and here it is. Willie to left and deep, way back, warning track at the wall, leaping, gone. Another three-run home run for Willie Adames. What is it with three runs with Willie Adames?
Bob Uecker with a call on the Brewer Radio Network yesterday. He tied the Major League record for the number of three-run home runs in a season. He now has 13. Well, that wasn't all the Brewers would score through the air. Reese Hoskins went deep, and Jackson Churio had this one, which gave the veteran announcer Bob Uecker another home run call.
Hit to left and deep. His 18th of the year. Wow.
Bob Uecker with a call on the Brewer Radio Network. All 9 Brewer runs scored on home runs. Yesterday, Freddy Peralta claimed the pitching victory.
It was good. I probably could be better, but it was good enough. I feel good about the outing today, especially we got the win too. I think that I only made one mistake, and other than that, I'm happy with everything that happens in the game today.
Manager Pat Murphy said there were a lot of good outings yesterday.
Don't shy away from what Freddie did. I thought William caught a good game. Like, that's a good that's a team that just put up 15 runs on the Yankees, and the day before they put up 9 or something like that. I mean, like we've said this for years, those are some really good players over there. And for Freddie to go 5-plus, a team that knows him. How many times has Freddie pitched against him this year? You guys know? Fourth time. Pretty impressive.
Willie Adames talked about his big day on his birthday.
It's amazing. It's been one of, if not the best birthday so far I had. And I mean, we got the win from this guy. You know, we won, hit a homer. Everything was great.
Aaron Civale will start the second game of the 4-game series tonight for Milwaukee. He'll be opposed by Steven Matz. It is a game coming up at 6:40 tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. The Cubs lost to Pittsburgh 5-3, Dodgers 11, Arizona 6. The Yankees beat Texas 8-4, Oakland 5-4 over Seattle, Minnesota 5, Tampa Bay 4, Cleveland 4-2 over Kansas City, Baltimore 13, the White Sox 3. Interleague play, Cincinnati 5-3 over Houston, San Diego 3-0 over Detroit, the Mets 4-1 winners against Boston. Boston College got the win last night against 10th-rated Florida State in college football, 28-13. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur says he's confident in his new kicker, Braden Narveson, after just two practices. LaFleur called the kicking situation uncharted territory when the new guy was first brought on board. Following two near-perfect practice sessions, the coach now says he is comfortable with Narveson, absolutely in his practice, as Narveson made all five kicks, including one from 58 yards in a stiff wind. When he was claimed off waivers from the Titans last week, Narveson became the team's sixth kicker on the roster since the end of last season. And it's clear the Bucks starter Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton have a bond. It goes farther than the basketball court. When Giannis got married Sunday, Middleton was his best man. That shouldn't be startling because the two have developed impressive chemistry since they first started playing together 11 years ago. Other notable guests at the event include the likes of former teammate Drew Holiday and Los Angeles Lakers star LeBron James. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.